Adventure Treff,
der Podcast.
In der Adventure Treff Show zu Gast ist jetzt Rand Miller. Der hat zusammen mit seinem Bruder Robin damals die Myst-Serie ins Leben gerufen und vor knapp 2 Jahren eine Kickstarter-Kampagne gestartet für das Spiel Obduction. Wir wollen natürlich wissen, wie sieht's jetzt nach knapp 2 Jahren aus, und ich bin froh, dass es mit dem Video-Interview geklappt hat. Herzlich willkommen in der Adventure Treff Show, Rand.
Ah, my pleasure, Hans. Good to be here.
Wie geht es denn mit Obduction voran?
It is going really well. Actually, one of the interesting things is the reason I was a little late for this interview, and the reason I was a little late was we're actually play testing people at this point. And that means we actually sit behind their backs. The game's not finished, but it allows us to see what connections they're making and whether or not the things we assumed they would understand, that they really do understand. And we can see the things that confuse them. And anyway, it was very satisfying. And they were just on the cusp of making a big discovery. And so that's the reason I was a little late for this interview, is I was hoping they would make this discovery and we could see what would happen. So it's actually going really well. With any games like this, it's such a huge project, bigger than I think we'd anticipated. So there's a lot more to do, but I'm very excited.
Da beeile ich mich jetzt wohl besser, damit du schnell zurück kannst. Ihr habt ja vor knapp 2 Jahren die Kickstarter-Kampagne gestartet. Wie ist denn so dein Fazit? Hat alles so geklappt, wie ihr es erwartet habt?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's kind of as good as we could have hoped. Yeah, one of the interesting things about the Kickstarter is we actually asked for an amount that we thought was kind of a bare minimum. We wanted an amount that we felt like we could do the project for, but it would be a very bare minimum amount. And we were hoping to get more than that. So we did get a little bit more than that, but we were hoping for something that was a lot more than that. So I think Kickstarter is what allowed us to, frankly, to get this project going. We would love to make it a bigger project, not a smaller one. And so, you know, we're investigating ways to make that happen. But we could not have done this without Kickstarter at all.
Hat Ihnen die Kampagne dabei geholfen, weitere Publisher oder Investoren an Land zu ziehen?
It definitely helps, because especially with publishers and investors these days, it's much more impressive to see a project in a closer to a finished state, in something that they can actually walk around in and they can experience, rather than just a stack of papers or some kind of a design document. And so Kickstarter, without a doubt, has gotten us to a stage where, even as I said, we're playtesting with people right now. So that makes it easy for anybody who wants to invest to see what they'd be getting into. So that, again, I don't think we could have done it without that Kickstarter.
Du warst ja bei unserem letzten Interview sehr verschwiegen, was jetzt den eigentlichen Inhalt von Obduction angeht. Bist du denn heute gesprächiger?
Well, this is always a tricky proposition, because the games we make are so reliant on revelations, on the rewards many times are about what is in the game. So we have this interesting dilemma of, we put this friction in front of you, these puzzles in front of you, and then what we reward you with is not weapons or gold or gems or whatever. We reward you with actually more portions of the game, areas of the game that you haven't seen before. And so it's always tricky trying to figure out how much to reveal, because we don't want to give away those rewards. So at this point, what we're trying to work on, actually, that's along this line, is trying to put together a little teaser trailer of video clips from the game that balance that. And it's really difficult for us. We showed a very short little teaser at Mysterium because we could actually show it and tell people who didn't want any spoilers that they could leave the room or close their eyes or whatever. And we also, since we showed it at Mysterium, didn't have to release it on the internet where people could dissect it and get details out of it and actually see work that was not finished yet. So we're trying to find out how to encapsulate that into a smaller video that might tease people in some interesting ways. But aside from that, it's really the same story I think we told even way back when we last talked. This is truly about being taken from your normal life to a faraway place, much like Myst was, although this one's related to more of a science fiction kind of genre. I think what I can say at this point, now that we've finished a lot of production, is it does feel like we have drawn on a lot of the Myst, the soul of Myst, to a certain extent. And where we said that this was kind of this spiritual successor, not that the story would flow through, but the gameplay, I think people will really feel that. There's a lot of little puzzles that kind of give a nod to Myst that people who've played Myst or Riven will kind of smile and realize that some of these were kind of done to kind of to have that resonance with those earlier games. And there's probably more of that in Abduction than what we had even planned at the beginning.
Ihr habt die Filmaufnahmen für Abduction inzwischen abgeschlossen und du standest auch selbst hinter und vor der Kamera. Wie war das denn?
Well, it was, you know, to be honest with you, I didn't spend much time in front of the camera. I am not as comfortable with that. I spent most of my time behind the camera, which I really, really enjoyed a lot better. It was a lot more fun telling people what to do instead of being told how to act. So my role as far as being in front of the camera is minimal, very minimal. But my brother Robin played a huge part in one of our roles, and that was really exciting. And it was interesting doing this with live action again, because that's one of those things that I mentioned almost earlier, what kind of resonates with the earlier games. And when people, we've actually shown it to a couple people here and there, and it has that feeling of those earlier games, hopefully a little better quality than what we pulled off in Myst. But it feels like this very interesting throwback to those games. And to be honest, it was a really great experience, shooting that stuff. We feel like you can get, it's almost easier to get emotion. It's not almost, it is easier to get emotion from a real human face, from a real human person, instead of trying to, map that to a 3D character. We didn't have to fight with the uncanny valley, which is the idea that we're so used to seeing human faces that, as humans, that when they're not real, it's a little bit weird, and so we don't have to mess with that. These are real human actors, and I think that really plays well in Abduction.
Die Fans warten gespannt. Gibt es denn schon eine ungefähre Schätzung, wann Abduction erscheinen wird?
Well, this is an interesting question because some of it has to do with the scope of the project. One of the things I can say is that we're kind of at a key moment that is one of those turning points where Abduction's either going to be, you know, more of what the Kickstarter would have paid for, or it's going to be something bigger. And I can't say yet because, you know, we have some things in flux right now that aren't quite settled. But in the very near future, we hope to make some announcements on that with dates and the scope of the project. So stay tuned. Very quickly, you'll be hearing more.
Vielen Dank für das Interview, Rand, und dann weiter. Viel Erfolg.
My pleasure, Hans. It's great. And I'm love talking about this stuff, and I hope to be able to show more and talk about more abduction stuff in the future. And in the meantime, I'm going to go back and do some more testing.
Ja, das klingt doch richtig fleißig. Das war die Adventure-Treff-Show für heute. Falls ihr keine Folge mehr verpassen wollt, dann abonniert einfach unseren Channel. Und wenn ihr Kommentare oder Themenvorschläge habt, könnt ihr die gerne hier oder auf unserer Seite posten. Bis zum nächsten Mal. Gutes Rätseln!